Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm visiting children around the world, telling them stories that I hear on my travels visiting other children around the world. Stories that I tell are simple stories. Simple stories of a great illumination that the youngsters have in one way or another. And it's kind of fascinating. It comes out of a simple foundation, but it steps into wonderful concepts. As I was traveling around the world, visiting children everywhere, as a candle sitting on their bedside table, I was listening to these children who were all in an orphanage. And they were in an orphanage in the Midwest of the United States. And they lived in this Lutheran orphanage where they didn't have their mothers or fathers. They didn't have sisters or brothers, mostly. And they all just had themselves. Now, there were people who were taking care of them. There were people who made sure that they put on clean clothing. There were people who taught them to properly wash themselves and prepare themselves for whatever activity they're going into. There are people who cook their meals and serve their meals. There are people who did all these normal things that had to be done. But there were no people who respectively loved each of these children by themselves and hugged them and cuddled them and told them how wonderful they were, who tucked them in at night and told them bedtime stories. And there was nobody who had an individual care for these many beds in this one room with many children. There was many rooms, and each room had many beds, and each bed had a child. And the child could be anywhere from a little one to an older one until they were ready to go off on their own. But as they were living in this orphanage, the children would often talk to themselves. They would share with each other, and they would say nice things to each other, but they never learned how to hug. They never learned how to love one another in a demonstrative way, but they could talk nicely to each other. And they could share the fact that they thought each other was very nice. And James was about 12 years old, and he was surrounded by a bunch of his little orphans who were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, a little younger than he was. And they all looked up to James, and they said to James, "James, how come our stockings wear out?" And James said, "What an interesting question. Yeah, how come our stockings wear out? Look, I got holes in my stockings." "Well, sew them up." "But I don't have any needle and thread." "Well, go talk to the girls. They got needle and thread." "But I don't want to talk to the girls. How come my stockings wear out?" "Well, I tell you what. This is what I do. I've been living in this orphanage now for 4 years, and I never had socks that would last me very long. So what I did, I took my socks and I put them in my pocket, and I just let my feet in my bare feet in my shoes. And then when I was going to go in front of the ladies who are in charge of me, I put my socks on. Or when I'd go to school, I'd put my socks on. But as soon as I get out of school, not even before I get home, as soon as I get out of school, I take my socks off and I put them in my pocket. And then I would gently wash my socks when I'd wash my hands and getting ready for supper. And I'd hang my wet socks over the bottom of my bed. You guys never noticed it because you weren't paying attention to things I was doing. You were paying attention to things you were doing. James But you're supposed to wear your socks to keep your feet warm. Oh, socks are not so much for keeping your feet warm. It looks nice. It's just what people like you to have look wear. People wear sandals and their feet are warm. People do a lot of things and their feet are okay. People go barefoot and their feet are warm. But the socks do offer an opportunity to keep the shoes cleaner inside, I guess. But my shoes are always clean inside because I always wipe the inside of my shoes out every night before I go to bed. I take some tissue and I wipe the inside of my shoes and clean them out so that they're all nice for the next day. And then when I go to school, I go to school, and when I go in out before I get in school, I sit down on the curb and I take off my shoes and put on my socks, and then I go in school and I look very good. But James, what if we all did that? What would happen? Well, our socks wouldn't wear out. That's what would happen. But James, we're supposed to wear socks because socks are good for us to wear. Well, yes, socks are good for us to wear, and people who wear socks think they're good for them to wear them. And if you think that the socks keep your feet warm, that's what they do it. And you know, I've been learning here because I only have one thin blanket and it's sometimes pretty cold in here. I say to myself, I am warm. I am warm. I am warm. Yeah, what happens then, James, when you say I'm warm? Well, when I say I'm warm, I feel warm. And you know what I do? I start with my feet first because they're usually the ones that want to be warmed up the first. And so I say my toes are warm and I wiggle them around. My feet are warm and I wiggle them around. And my ankles are warm and I wiggle them around. And then I reach down and I massage my feet and my toes right under the blankets. And I tell them, oh, you're so snuggly, you're so cozy, you're so warm, you're so wonderful. And you know what? They are. And then sometimes my bottom gets a little cold. And so I put my hands gently over my bottom and I say, you're warm and toasty, you're warm and toasty. But most of the time I don't have to do that. Most of the time I just say, I am warm and toasty. 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 I say it 100 times. And every time I fall asleep, I am warm and toasty. And I stay warm and toasty all through the night. No matter how cold it gets outside, no matter how little heat we have in our room, I am warm and toasty. Now, you try that. You'll see that it works. Just like putting your socks in your pocket, it helps them not to wear out so fast. And you know, we don't have a lot of socks here at this orphanage. They have money to buy things, but never enough. Never enough. We wear out clothes because we live in them. We wear out clothes. We should really go naked and run around, and then we wouldn't wear our clothes out. And then when we're going to go around people, we put our clothes on them so we look nice for them, you know. But wouldn't it be nice not to have to wear out clothes? I wonder, wouldn't it be nice to be Tarzan? Oh, how Tarzan lived in the jungle, and he just wore that little tiny piece of cloth, and he just never wore out his clothes. You can be sure of that, because nothing was rubbing against that little piece of cloth. His legs were tough, and his arms were tough, and he was tough, and oh, Tarzan was a handsome-looking person. Oh, wow, wouldn't it be wonderful to be Tarzan? Well, I want to be Superman. One of the other kids said, oh, Superman's good, too. And Superman, what does he do? He takes off his street clothes, and there he's wearing his Superman clothes, and he goes and does Superman stuff. And Supergirl, she's pretty good, too. One of the girls spoke up, yeah, Supergirl is pretty good too. And we all are pretty good too, you know. We'll find that when we learn to love ourselves, like I do with my socks, and I do with my feet, and I do with my body, I say I'm warm and toasty, I'm warm and toasty, I'm warm and toasty. And when I say that, I am warm and toasty. When I say, my socks last forever, and they do, because I put them in my pocket. And whenever I have to be looking nice for other people, wherever I am expected to have my socks on, I put them on. Once I didn't have them on, and I went in a group of people, and they saw me, and four of the boys my age came up to me later, and they said, "Here," and then they secretly passed something over to me. Said, "Put that in your pocket." And so each one of these boys gave it to me, and I stuck it in my pocket. And when I looked at it, it was four pair of socks. They had given me their socks. They took their socks off of their feet and made them in a bundle and gave them to me, but didn't let me know what they were doing. Now, wasn't that nice? You see, so I guess I got a little edge on the rest of you. I have four pair of socks along with my own pair of socks. So I live pretty good. I live pretty good. Well, James, how do you learn to do things like that? By listening to people who tell me how to do things like that, like I'm telling you guys how to do things like that. Are you ready to do that too? Well, yes, anything, if it'll make our socks last longer, we won't wear them out so fast. Well, just think. I say this because I heard this on television the other day. The guy said, I surround my body with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. What is that? I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. James, what does that mean? Well, it just means that when I say I am warm and toasty, I am warm and toasty. When I say my socks don't wear out, they don't wear out. When I say anything that I would like, I have in my world. Well, James, why don't you say you have some parents? Why don't you say you have a home that somebody's going to adopt you? Well, I thought of that. And I thought, you know, I'm more in charge of myself here in the orphanage than I would be in a home where someone was always trying to do everything for me. And I'm really very blessed here in this orphanage. I'm very blessed because I have the chance to be myself and have fun. And you know, I like that. Oh, James, you're so smart. All the children sat around James, just sort of worshipped him and thought to themselves, if I could only be like James. And James says, well, you are. You're just as wonderful as you think I am. Remember that. You are just as wonderful as you think I am. Oh, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got a bag of pixie dust. He's going to drop sand all over everybody. And so, time to crawl in bed now. Get in bed. Pull up your covers. Call your mommy and daddy to give you a hug and kiss. I know in the orphanage they don't have anybody. But just visualize it. Just visualize the perfect mommy and the perfect daddy coming and giving you a hug and a kiss and say, thank you, mommy, thank you, daddy. Because you're doing it in your heart, you're doing it in your mind, you're doing it in your soul anyhow. And say, thank you, daddy, thank you, mommy. Oh, I'm so happy. And then drift off to sleep with the beautiful dreams that the pixie dust that Mr. Sandman drops on you brings to you. And remember, boys and girls, wherever you're living, I'm there visiting you every night just when you go to bed. Because I'm Mr. Candle, and you may not have a candle there, but I'm the light that shines in your eyes just before you drop off to sleep and have happy dreams. Because, boys and girls, I love you. I love you. I love you.